Hello, everyone. This is Matthew Cooney at MatthewCooneyHomes.com. And today's podcast is The Coming Housing Wave, What's a Boomer to Do? Beginning in 1946, the country experienced a major spike in birth rates due to soldiers returning from World War II. This population burst lasted until 1964 and became known as the Baby Boomer Generation. Many things can be debated about the people from this generation, but one thing is for certain. There are a lot of baby boomers. According to the most recent U.S. Census, there are 75.4 million baby boomers who are now between the ages of 54 and 72. What effect will the baby boomers have on the housing market as they start to sell their homes in mass due to retirement, downsizing, or moving to assisted living? The answer is quite a bit. A recent study by the University of California and Fannie Mae's Economic and Strategic Research Group attempts to predict when the sell-off will occur using statistical analysis of patterns from past generations. The problem facing baby boomers or the housing market in general has to do with the generation following it, Generation X. This generation is generally considered to be made up of those people who are currently between the ages between 37 and 53, or those born between 1965 and 1981. According to the U.S. Census, there are only 65 million people in Generation X. With such a large disparity between the size of these two generations, there will be more supply than demand when the sell-off begins. This will cause major pricing pressure on boomers' homes, which are generally considered to be those higher-end, more expensive homes. The question then becomes, if Gen X can't absorb all the supply, can the generation after Generation X save the day? That scenario is hard to imagine, since that generation, the millennials, have gotten off to a late start with home ownership. This is due in large part to the housing boom and bust that ended with the collapse of Lehman Brothers. The task of buying up properties owned by baby boomers will likely fall to the middle child, as Generation X is known. When will this sell-off happen? The Fannie Mae University of California study offers their interpretations of the data, and they provide two different scenarios. Neither looks good if you're a boomer selling into that wave. According to their study, the number of homeowners that reach age 65 or older who will shed their homes will increase by at least 42% starting in 2026 and ending in 2036. So what's a boomer to do? Of course, every situation is unique and everyone has to weigh their own circumstances. That said, it is also important to be armed with knowledge. For starters, homeowners should understand what the likely selling price of their house is if they sell tomorrow. They should also understand what the absorption rate is for their house. That is, what is the supply and demand ratio of a particular home? Ask a realtor to provide you with a comprehensive CMA, a comparative market analysis, and an absorption report so you understand your options. Maybe you stay in your current house and discuss transferring it to your children, or maybe now is the time to downsize into something smaller and more affordable, something within reach of a millennial when you go to sell again in the next 10 to 20 years. Hope this has been helpful. See you next time.